Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an Insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And if you have a moment to provide some advice, we could really use your advice in a couple of minutes. This is Make Up or Break Up, the Married Edition. And I received a message from Nicole. Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I want to read the very top of your Facebook message. Stalking chaperone. And you are obviously referring to your husband, Josh. So
yes. You
guys have a 16-year-old daughter, from what I understand, and she's just started going out with her first real boyfriend?
Exactly. So first of all, I want to say that my husband, he's a great guy, but lately it's almost like he's gone insane. Like, he seems obsessed with what our daughter is doing, and it's overwhelming for everybody involved. Like, okay, so she's dating a boy, and he seems perfectly fine to me. I don't know if I would want her to marry him, but, you know, everybody has to start somewhere, and it's rare for somebody to marry their first boyfriend.
He's a good starter boyfriend.
Okay, okay. So while, you know, when people were still going out, he would, like, follow her. So she was starting to date, and they would go to the movies, and he would not just, like, make sure she got to the theater. He would buy a ticket and sit in the theater, like, a few rows back just so he could watch. He's, like, completely invading their privacy. And he thinks he's being, like, stealthy. Like, I don't know if he thinks he's Liam Neeson. Like, I really don't understand. Like, he has a particular set of skills. I have no idea.
You know what he has?
Thinking, but she, what?
I think he's just got, like, fatherly instincts, and he knows what those little turds, those teenage boys, are all about. He knows the only thing they are all about.
Well, I know what he was like as a teen, so
yeah.
It makes sense that he would.
She knows what he was like as a teen. She married him.
I know what he was like. But first of all, I think she hangs out with a much better crowd. But so, so even now that they're not leaving the house, he is, like, trying to creep in. Like, he'll stand at the door when she has her Zoom calls. Like,
okay, let me ask you a question. So your 16-year-old obviously lives with you in your house, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I remember my dad saying things like, you know, if you live in his house, you ain't got no rights. And I'm wondering, is there a reason that he is reacting like this? Like, did he catch them doing something? Did he see something in the phone? You know, why?
She's a teenager. She's a kid. They're going to get up to at least a little bit of trouble. I would worry more if she wasn't doing anything, if she didn't have any friends, if she wasn't experimenting with anything. I think the issue is just one of how to parent. Because you get, like, I don't know. We've never really fought like this before, but this is an issue that we have very different stances on, because his style of doing this is driving her away. She was talking about applying to Florida.
All right.
She's going to be going off to college, and, like,
so it's to the point now she feels like this chaperoning and is just getting out of hand. All right, well, listen, you know he's on hold right now.
Yeah.
He's hearing all this, so if you don't mind, we'll get his side of the story in just a couple of minutes. It's Make Up or Break Up, the Married Edition. She doesn't like the fact that her husband is always following their 16-year-old daughter to make sure she's okay. You say it's getting out of hand?
Absolutely. It is. It's not getting out of hand. It's already out of hand. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And is it true that your 16-year-old daughter is saying that she wants to maybe try to go to college out of state when she turns 18 because of all this?
Yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. I mean, she's already confided in me that she feels smothered and needs space. So he's driving her away. She's talking about Florida. And she was not talking about Florida before all this stuff started happening.
I want to welcome to the show. He's been patiently on hold, hearing every single bit of this. Josh from Issaquah. What's up, Josh?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. All right. So obviously what people want to know is, are you a psycho-stalking chaperone father?
I'm, you know, everybody sees everybody else through lenses. I see myself as fulfilling my obligations as a dad. I mean, you have a kid, you got a handful of things that have to get done. You got to feed him, you got to get it, they need a place to live and you need to keep them safe.
Josh, when did this really begin? Did something happen? Did you maybe catch your daughter doing things she wasn't supposed to be doing? Or did you see something on a phone or a FaceTime? What?
She's a good kid. I'll say that straight up. I mean, she is a good kid, but it's like, I know the world we live in, and yeah, I've seen the internet, I've seen her social, and it's like, once you see your kid's Snapchat, that's game over if you care about it.
Preach it, my brother. Preach it.
I can only imagine.
You see what these punks are posting, what they're sending her? It's insane,
You know what? Not to try to sound like I'm taking sides, Nicole, but as a daddy, I kind of feel like I know what Josh is talking about. I have discovered things in my kids' Snapchats, things that are being sent to them, things that my own kids have sent out, where I'm like, okay, this is disturbing, this is alarming, and as a dad, I need to step in here and do something about it. What are your thoughts on that, Nicole?
Here's the thing. He hasn't talked to her about it. Like, I think it's all about communication, and it is less about stalking your daughter and more about having an open, honest communication about the things that are happening. And I think that will go way further than just me, because he's not going to be able to do that forever, and that's what he needs to understand.
Josh, what say you? I'll give you the last word on that.
I'm gonna tip my hat to science here. The brain is not developed when you're a teenager. I mean, kids do not have the judgment to be truthful.
The maturity lobe.
I'll trust her, but I also know. I remember when I was a kid, you don't have good judgment. You make decisions on the fly that are just, they seem good at the moment, but then, looking back, it's going to be a nightmare. And my brain's fully formed. I'm going to lend it to her,
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like,
and when you're a kid, when you're a kid, you're thinking with different parts too.
You're a hormonal mess. you're undeveloped.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my job. I'm doing it.
Make up or break up, the married edition. 833-822-BULL. Looking for our Insta therapist right now. We'd love your advice. You could text to 96459. Hey, guys, as always, I could pass your names to our therapist in Renton. He would love to see you guys, if that's okay with you, to really get some further help with this issue.
That'd be great, because we're not solving it on our own anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
Cool. That's cool. Look at the text. Look at the phone calls. 833-822-BULL. 833-822-2855.
I think
you
Dad
text
Josh.
To, you can text to 96459. Yeah.
Dad Josh, he's a cool customer. He makes a very compelling point.
Yeah.
He may be, he may be kind of selling it a little bit for us, but I like the way he's talking. I like where he's coming from. But I will say this. I had two teenage sisters when I was a teenager, and I watched them do all this stuff. And I do think the problem is, the harder you push, the more they want to push back.
Bingo.
So my sisters, the more they got locked down, the more they snuck out.
I know. But it's a different world now when it comes to social media as well. Like, your teenage sisters back in the day. I mean, that was
they barely had a telephone.
Yeah, that was in the early 80s. I mean, it is a different, more petrifying world for parents right now.
But is it?
Yes, it is.
Social media is there, but the intentions of a teenage boy are the same now as they were in 1945.
And social media amplifies that times 100 million billion googly bubble.
No one's disagreeing
because
with
of that. Social media takes that, Claire, to another level.
You mean the pressure on the girl?
Not only that, but the things that are being exchanged.
The access.
The pressure on the girl to send certain things and photos. Back in the day, they wouldn't have the ability to take a Snapchat and send it over.
Right.
That's terrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying. Derek from Magnolia is on. And Derek, you basically have the identical situation going on?
Yep, really close. Got a girl. Well, first off, I'm not her actual biological father, but I've been with my girlfriend for over 10 years. So I kind of help raise these kids. And so she's the same thing. She turned 16 in about, 6 days? And it's the same thing, like you guys were just saying, social media and everything. It's like, I would go into her room, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Granted, COVID, they have nothing to do, but still, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and she'd be sitting there with a little phone popped up, FaceTiming this kid, you know, this boy, and it's like, they're not saying anything, but they're just laying with each other, staring at their faces.
Hey, Derek. Hey, Derek. Like, can I pause you right there?
You know,
hey, Derek.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And not only that, it was probably on a school night, wasn't it?
Well, every night's a school night.
Yes, that's how it was for my kids. Derek, my gosh, I know how you're feeling. Yes, they would. They would be in there up all night with just FaceTiming each other in this comatose state on a school night when you walk in at 2:15 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also, you know, she hasn't quite gotten the car yet because she, you know, doesn't have her license. She will really soon.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, they think also, okay, well, I get the car. So, you know, and I granted a car is kind of freedom. Everybody went through that. But they think that they're just going to get the keys and go do what they want. And you hear her talking about, you know, how, you know, she wants to, you know, go on a date with a boy. And, you know, and I'm always telling them, you know, as the father, of course, that's kind of how we are. What do you mean date? No, you're not going on a date with anybody until you're 18 years old, you know? And
yeah.
It's just protection, I think. He's just worried about protecting her. I totally understand that. But at the same time, I see mom's side, you know, because I'm dealing with it too. You know, you got to let loose at some point. But that's the thing with, you know, being a father. It's so hard to let loose. I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
I agree. He's just being a daddy.
It's like a pressure valve, right?
Yeah.
If you clamp down so tight on her, she's gone. If you let her have a little bit, you gotta manage the gauge, you know?
Right. Christy in Gig Harbor wants to be an insta-therapist right now. Hi, Christy. What do you think here?
Good morning, everyone. Hey, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of your light this week.
Thank you. Be a light.
Five
Go
daughters.
Ahead.
I am. I raised five daughters, and if any one of you ever think you have control, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Control's an illusion.
Mm.
What I can tell you is that you can take that time and energy that you're putting into stalking and making sure that you make sure they make the right choices and have a candid conversation and just let them know if it doesn't happen here, it happened there. And I want you to know very honestly, my girls still remember that. And the one thing they took away from that was they knew they didn't, if they wound up at a party they shouldn't have been at, if they were at college and got into trouble, they knew they could call me and I was that mom that would drive 6 hours and pick them up.
No matter what.
No questions asked.
Right.
And then you would say, right, I'm sure you'd say, thank you for being honest. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
As opposed to
her. That's what you need to do because you will do nothing good by doing what you're doing, Josh.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have the best Insta therapist, and man, our listeners have the best advice ever. All right, percentage wise, does it look like a makeup or breakup with this situation involving the dad who is, you know, worried about his daughter and who she's dating?
It's a makeup. People are sympathetic to Josh. They do think he needs to amend his ways, tweak them, basically what Christy just said there, but I think this family can put it together. So do the listeners.